We have got our in-house naturopath, Emily Dunn. You've got a whole lot of big topics that you want to explore with us today. You're going to take us on that journey because you feel that we're ready.
Yeah.
And from the listeners, we are just going to have to just run this morning. Know that when you're listening, it's going to be good stuff that you can apply to your lives, especially when in-house naturopath M is doing the teaching. Over to you, M.
All righty. Thanks for that awesome introduction. Wow. So I'm going to talk about neurotransmitters.
Yes. Here we go.
Now, I guess the probably best place to start is, what is a neurotransmitter? Mm-hmm. They are commonly referred to, I guess, as brain hormones, but that's technically not correct. They're not hormones, they're neurotransmitters. Hormones and neurotransmitters do different things. They work at different speeds. They do very similar things, actually, but they work at different speeds is probably the biggest difference between them. So I'm not going to go into hormonal work at the moment. Mm-hmm. We're sticking with neurotransmitters. But if you break the word down, and I found when I was studying, this is the best way to, like, keep things in your head.
Okay.
Because in science, there's so many prefixes and suffixes, but once you get to know what that word, like that prefix means, like that little,
I'm getting nervous.
Like neuro.
Should I be nervous about this part? Because I wasn't good at science.
I'll make it easy for
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you, Em.
So anything that has neuro in front of it just simply means nerve. Right. So neurotransmitter, neurology, neuroscience, neurons, the nerve cells are neurons. Neurology, ology is the study of, so study of nerves. Neuroscience, the science of nerve system.
Anything with neurons.
Anything with neuro is related to the nerves.
That's, I like that. Right? I like that.
So the other part of that word, transmitter, well, what's a transmitter? We need a transmitter for the radio, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Because it sends out the message.
Sends out the signal, yes.
Sends out the signal. So a neurotransmitter is simply a nerve signal sender. Hey, love that.
That's brilliantly put, Em.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
But once I started doing that in science, I was like, oh, my gosh. Every word just seemed to come alive then as well for me. And then I got really excited.
So much easier to understand. I like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So neurotransmitter, it sends out signals, basically. And it is fast-acting and it's localized. So neurotransmitters are in the brain. They send really quick messages across what we call synapses. And I think I might have talked about synapses last week a little
yes.
bit. It's that, like, the endings, where the endings, different nerve endings talk. And
yes.
there's actually a little gap between them, and they kind of, the chemicals gather in between. And that's how the signal is sent across.
Amazing. Absolutely yeah. amazing.
There's two main types mm-hmm. of neurotransmitters. There's an excitatory or an inhibitory. And like the words sort of suggest, an excitatory neurotransmitter stimulates things. And an inhibitory.
Mine, I think, get overworked a lot. I am rather excited all the time.
Up, me too. yeah, I need more of the inhibitory, I think. and that's obviously so it puts the brakes on. Did you know, though, fun fact.
Come on.
There's over 100 neurotransmitters that have been, like, identified in our body. I know. And we know, like, scientists obviously know more because they've been identified, but which makes sense. But
now, would they all be different shapes, sizes?
Structures, different
okay.
structures.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know how well you remember science from high school, but do you remember the, like, organic chemistry and you had your little hexagons and your double bonds? And
I can say yes to that.
Yes. Yeah. So that's what they look like.
Oh,
so they all have their
right.
own little, like, structure.
Okay. Okay.
Anywho, let's not go on that
side
quest.
Let's go.
So I thought I'd start with the biggest star, dopamine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, everyone's heard of dopamine, I reckon.
Yeah, listeners, we've all heard it or seen it in an article somewhere.
Yeah.
Tell us about dopamine.
So who is dopamine? Dopamine is, I think of him as the, or him or her, as the four M's, because they're, like, the main functions is motivation, mood, memory, and movement.
Wow. Say that again.
Motivation.
Yes.
Mood.
Yes.
Memory and movement.
Okay. I'm writing these down, so that's why I wanted it for personal okay. reasons. Movement. Writing
movement.
It.
Yes. So dopamine is involved in the stress response. So deficiency signs, like if you're low in dopamine, what it can look like is low stress resistance or resilience. It can actually be, you know, look like addictive tendencies as well, because dopamine is about the reward system.
Yeah.
So it's like the chemical that says, you know, oh, let's try this, and you know, this, let's give the, we've got to give this a go. Oh, that worked really well. Let's do that again.
Okay.
So if you think about it, when you're deficient, that's how addictive tendencies can start, because you're chasing what they say, what they, you know, what the term is, you're chasing the dopamine hit. And that can be anything. When I talk about addictive tendencies, it doesn't, we're not just talking about drugs and alcohol. We're talking about, it can be eating, it could be shopping, it could be, you know, anything that gives you that little hit of, oh, I enjoyed that. So, and that's why scrolling can be just as addictive, because, you know, it hits that little dopamine reward constantly.
Yeah. And that's, I kind of think, where we've kind of heard it a lot in regards to scrolling, but it's not just simply for scrolling.
No, no. It's, yeah, it's right across the board of anything that makes you feel reward, basically. So, yeah, so it's why we feel satisfaction. And it is that kind of, it's the signal that sort of says, pay attention, move forward. And it's, that's why it's also linked to ADHD.
Talk about that.
Yeah, so because it's part of the cognitive picture as well, so it's part of that memory picture, it's been linked to deficiency in ADHD because, you know, the behaviours you see in ADHD are often struggle to focus.
Yeah.
And there has been a lot of research sort of looking at the links between addictive natures in and a high sitting higher with an ADHD picture as well, and that's related to the dopamine side of things as well. So, yeah, dopamine is a big guy for a lot of reasons. It is released in the brain, and it starts with it's formed from an amino acid, which is a part of a protein. So protein is a really good way, eating protein, good sources of protein is a really good way to support dopamine production. I was going to try and cover, I'm going to put it out there now, I was going to try and cover quite like about five or six of the big stars of the game.
Did you set a challenge for yourself?
I did, but I'm already aware that that is way overreaching, because there's just way too much to talk about.
And I
think especially with something like dopamine, because it is a huge one for our young people.
Good call, Em. Very good.
So I'm going to take a little bit more time. So just to recap, yeah, dopamine, and for those people who have just tuned in, dopamine is related to, you know, it influences your mood, your focus and attention, movement and coordination, learning and habit formation, reward processing, impulse control, all of those things. And that's why if you read through that list, you know, and motivation and goal seeking, as I mentioned, ADHD is linked to dopamine. Like a lot of those things are some of the challenges.
Yeah, I can see it.
For people with ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah, so dopamine, and but even just generally for young people, I think some of those things can be, you know, a normal part of the picture. I wanted to start explain a little bit about dopamine, how it's formed, because it, I did mention that in the last bit.
Yeah.
Dopamine starts as an amino acid called phenylalanine, which is an amino acid is basically a small particle of a protein.
Okay.
So protein is what we call a macronutrient. It's the big bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's broken down into micronutrients like amino acids.
Sure. Okay. Gotcha.
And there's 20... if I'm right, 20 amino acids. Let's go with 20.
Yep.
I could be corrected. If you know I'm wrong, call in and let me know. and there's 9 essential amino acids. And what that means is that the body does not make them. The body needs them from the diet. And
okay.
Phenylalanine is an essential amino acid. So you have to get it from your diet.
Where can we find that?
Where can we find it? We can find it in meat and fish and eggs. They're all really good sources for phenylalanine, which is not awesome for vegetarians or vegans.
Do they have options?
They do, yeah. Legumes.
Okay.
Yeah. Legumes are an amazing source of protein.
I'll stick with the meat. And I love eggs.
Yeah, Dairy is another one. And whole grains to a lesser extent, whole grains. But quinoa is probably a good source of protein. The pretty good scope of amino acids in it. And shout out to peanut butter. I'm just going to say that now. Like,
well,
side
that
quest
came out of nowhere.
Because, well, see, because I've been on this peanut butter train and peanuts, I had to look at what was in peanuts. And peanuts is actually a almost perfect source of amino acids.
No way.
Like, it has all 20 in them, but slightly less of methionine and lysine, which we not really important for this conversation. But yeah,
yum.
Like, so if you're a peanut butter fan, natural peanut butter though, none of the you know, emulsified, blah blah blah, just pure peanuts ground into paste.
And do you know, when I was growing up, my grandfather used to give me a spoonful of peanut butter every single day. I love peanut butter.
I love peanut butter too, so badly. We'll try and wrap up the dopamine.
It's a huge area, though.
It really is. And it's probably one of the most researched neurotransmitters.
Yeah. Is it of late, do you think, we've been hearing it a whole lot more? Like, 15, 20 years ago, was it as talked about?
Oh, I think it's probably definitely more so now, yeah. And I think especially with the link to neurodivergence as well.
Yes,
yeah, there's been a big picture sort of developing around that.
That's brilliant. We talk about stuff that is important and that is really relevant today, and thanks for that, Em.
Oh.
I'm excited.
All right. So I was talking about the production of, like, what the journey of dopamine is. So where it starts, phenylalanine, that's a protein, source of protein, or comes from protein. And then it journeys through a number of different chemical stages until it gets to dopamine. There are, just like, you know, when I remember way back when and I talked about the Lego car.
Yeah, I remember that.
All of these chemicals that are being formed, neurotransmitters, are just like the Lego cars. They have, you know, they have building blocks like the amino acids, but they also have cofactors, so that the hands that build it, you know, without those hands that build it, it's still going to not kind of be built correctly.
Right.
So those are things like your nutrients, like vitamin B6 and folate and iron. They're really important specifically in the production of dopamine. So we touched on the foods that would be helpful, and I will probably at the end I'll run through those again quickly for everyone, because those foods, they're consistent for our neurotransmitter production.
Right.
Yeah. But what dopamine doesn't end as dopamine. It moves, some of it gets turned into a chemical called norepinephrine, which you might know as noradrenaline. You might have heard that, which is kind of like it's a subtype of adrenaline.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so yes, I've heard the adrenaline part,
but not the noradrenaline.
Yeah,
they're slightly different, similar but slightly different in their structures and functions. And noradrenaline, or norepinephrine, as we call it in Australia, it sort of shifts that reward feeling from the reward feeling to, you know, stay alert, we need to respond. So adrenaline, we all know adrenaline is part of that stress response.
Yeah.
Like, adrenaline gets kind of pumped out when you're stressed and you need to get out of there. So norepinephrine is more, it's activating and survival orientated.
Okay. So and dopamine turns into that.
Yes. Yeah. Some of the dopamine does turn into that. I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, wonderfully made. I love how it's just all so intricately designed. I had to get it in there. I know you said it at the beginning, but I had to say it again.
Okay.
So while dopamine, best way to kind of look at them too, the two is dopamine says go after that.
Yeah.
That's that personality. Norepinephrine is more like stay alert, look out for that.
I like that.
Yeah. Dopamine also kind of, I like to think of it as like, it's dope man.
Say that again.
You know, like it's dope man. You can say it like a rapper. Because that's like, it's rewarding. It's kind of, it's cool.
That's funny.
That's the personality.
It's going to stick in my mind.
That's the plan.
Dopamine is dope man.
It's dope man. That's how I remembered it in uni anyway. And so, yeah, so I'm not going to go too far into norepinephrine. I think that's kind of just enough of a picture that dopamine turns into norepinephrine. The next big guy that we're going to talk about is serotonin.
Oh, okay. And that's not a type of fish, is it? That's serotonin. Okay.
No. Serotonin, she's a really, like, we think of her as our happy neurotransmitter, but she's so much more than that. So, yes, she's involved in, and I don't know why I'm calling her, why dopamine is automatically male and serotonin's female. I'm not really
sounds
sure
like
why, but
Sarah.
But maybe that's what it is. I think that's what it is.
Like
dopamine,
yeah.
Dopamine and Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah, let's go with that. I like it. it'll
see. Is interrupting like she's almost just yo. Yes, serotonin.
Right. So serotonin is involved in mood regulation. So yes, it is involved in the happy feeling, but so much more in the body. So serotonin does it's created in the, most of it is created in the gut, but that doesn't cross the, doesn't most of it doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. So some of it is formed in the brain as well.
Wow.
Yes. So if it's created in the gut, what does that tell you?
It's your favourite area.
It's right. And that it has a lot to do with digestive function.
Yeah. Am I saying food correctly?
Yeah.
I'm giving you that.
That's, yeah.
Yes? Okay, yeah, all right.
Absolutely. So it has, yeah. So it's really like involved in digestive function, appetite control, but also regulation of pain and pain control and the arousal state. You know, so sensory perception and things like that. So it's got a huge role. And so, yes, deficiency can look like depression or anxiety. It can also look a little bit like aggression.
Right.
Yeah, because, okay, so, you know, how dopamine is dopamine.
Yeah.
Serotonin sets the tone. Like she's a lot more kind of chill.
Ah.
It's a happy, but it's a chill serotonin. Happy. It's not like, oh, my gosh, like dopamine is. Okay, they're the personalities that I like attribute to them. For those of you that did not, were not blessed enough to see my movements there, like, yes, dopamine is like that kind of, I want to jump out of my skin kind of personality.
We need a camera in here so people can actually see you live in action.
How innovative I get. I know.
She's not just sitting here talking. Her whole body is involved in this communication.
Absolutely. I do talk with my hands a lot. So you are lucky enough to see that.
I am. Blessed,
totally. So it's produced mostly in the gut. 90 to 95% of it is produced in the gut.
Huge, yep.
And like other neurotransmitters, starts as an amino acid. Yeah. So this time it starts as tryptophan, and tryptophan is also another essential amino acid. So need to get it from your diet,
right?
Which is why we do as health professionals. Harp on about good whole food, because I'm going to do a little bit of a nutrition plug, because nutrition really does matter. You know, when you're looking at these building blocks, if you're not getting that fuel, the proper good quality fuel, there is no way these neurotransmitters are going to be able to be formed properly. Oh, yes, serotonin, she's beautiful. And she is our mood. She's like dopamine. Mm-hmm. She's involved in mood regulation, right. But also in digestion. So some of the deficiency signs that I kind of explained, you know, depression, anxiety, aggression, poor temper, things like that. Even OCD tendencies sometimes if you don't have as much serotonin as you need. But also because she's involved in so much of the digestive picture, constipation is also a...
That's in the mix as well.
Is in the mix, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry to bring that up, people over breakfast,
it's part of the body.
It is part of the body. But there's a whole list of other things as well. So, that you know, deficiency signs, so low pain tolerance, poor dream recall, impulsivity, insomnia.
Wow.
Because, and it's really related to insomnia, because serotonin's journey, like a building, so it starts as tryptophan and then it goes through a few other sort of, you know, thanks to enzymes and cofactors.
Yeah.
Like iron and magnesium and vitamin B6 and things, zinc.
Yeah.
Then it turns into melatonin. Now, we've talked about melatonin.
We did a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if you're deficient in serotonin, it's probably, you know, why you're not sleeping. Like, it's not just a deficiency in melatonin, it's a deficiency in serotonin as well. So some of those pictures of tiredness
that's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I actually, for the first couple of years of study, I didn't realize that serotonin had, well, it was only when I started really kind of diving into the mental health side of things and I realized, you know, okay, this is my passion, that I did more research and understood that serotonin actually converts into melatonin. And then it was just like one of those aha moments, you know.
That's brilliant. Tell us more.
Yeah, well, so it does turn into, as I said, it turns into melatonin. I guess probably the best way, I think I said it before, the best way to remember serotonin is it sets the tone. Like, yes. She sets the tone. So Sarah sets the tone.
She does.
Yeah. And that's across the body because of everything it does. There's about, I think at the moment, 6 different types of serotonin receptors that have been researched that do different things. So 6 different mechanistic or chemical pathways mm-hmm. for serotonin to work on different things. But I won't go into that too much because it's like, that's very exciting and fascinating to a geeky brain like me.
I'm
but
like,
it's
she
not,
wants to go there.
Not
but
breakfast
she's thinking of
material.
Time.
Yes, I'm thinking of time. You're right. I guess what I really wanted to sort of take away, maybe a best idea, like best thing to look at is the difference between dopamine
yes.
and serotonin.
Okay.
So dopamine is motivation. That's that motivation point. Serotonin is a regulation kind of instead. Dopamine is about reward, but serotonin is more about contentment. So you kind of see the picture there. One's kind of exciting. Mm. One's nice and chill. Dopamine's about pursuit. Serotonin's about stability.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So dopamine, I want to chase that reward.
Yeah.
Serotonin's like, I'm happy here. Dopamine is excitement. Serotonin is calm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your goal seeking from dopamine, like that, again, that reward chasing sort of picture.
Yeah.
Whereas serotonin is more about emotional balance. So they're both really, really important. I guess little phrases to remember. Dope man, go get it. And serotonin. Do you like my rapper? I'm loving this rapper persona that's coming on board right now.
We're going to call her Little M in the house.
Little M. That's right. In the house. I wish you guys could see me with my, like, rapper finger. I don't even know if I'm doing it right. But
we can get some of this on our socials, I think, a bit later. Nope.
And then as opposed to the go-get-it kind of personality, you've got the, like, you're safe to settle here with serotonin. So excited and calm, basically. And I thought just to wrap it up, because I've talked about some, you know, supporting the production through food, but some really handy snacks I thought might be really useful takeaways that you can kind of,
give
a go.
Already.
So one of my favorite go-tos, shout out to peanut butter already. Peanut butter is a perfect, it's almost a perfect protein source. And it also has iron and manganese and magnesium in it. And it's actually got some really good fiber in there as well. So,
and it's got to be good quality.
And it's got to be good quality. Okay. Yeah, absolutely good quality. Basically, if you're in the supermarket and you see the oil across the top.
Oh, those bottles.
So that's the good quality.
They're
because
the ones
you know,
I stay away
just,
from.
No, well, you just mix it through.
Okay.
The only reason it's like the ones that don't do that have emulsifiers in it. So they still have that same amount of oil. It's just you can't see it because it's
in it.
Claggy.
Mm.
Have I turned you off those ones now that they're claggy?
Good quality peanut butter.
Good quality peanut butter. So my two top favourite snacks, okay, that are a good whole food kind of source of protein and other macronutrients as well. So good healthy fats as well as some nice carbohydrates and blood sugar balancing is some good quality sourdough toast with peanut butter and prunes.
Prunes. Prunes. I love prunes.
Yeah, prunes, and they go really well. And if you want to be a little bit special, I'm a big fan of cinnamon too, like sprinkle a bit of cinnamon over the top.
That would be divine.
Ooh, wow. Ooh. Yeah, it's a party in your mouth.
Yeah. I can actually taste that bit.
It's really yummy. And I've probably got people out there going, prunes? Who eats prunes? Really good for your bones, though, prunes.
Come on.
You know, get on it. Another quick favorite snack of mine is, do you know the mountain bread? Not the mission wraps, but the mountain bread.
Yes, I've seen them.
Yep, so smear some, maybe like a tablespoon to 1 to 2 tablespoons of tahini.
Yes.
Across it. Slice up some apple or a banana. And then, again, cinnamon. I love my cinnamon.
That's
on top
beautiful.
Of that. And wrap that up. Really quick, easy, healthy snacks. And they're good sources of healthy fats, protein, and fiber.
Em, this is gold. Not only have you taught us stuff, you've given us two snacks. We can do a bit of cooking in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. What are we going to talk about the next time we see you?
I'm going to stick with some neurotransmitters because there's no way I got through the six of them this morning. So the next time we chat, it will, and it won't be next week though, because next week we've got the appeal and I'll be here on Wednesday and Thursday morning.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, she's ready. It's going to be a great week. I'll look forward to seeing you then.
Yes.
And as per usual, thank you for coming around. We love you heaps.
Oh, I love being here.